Alexa, play
The Rich Eisen Show.
Here's a station you might like.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Could you make the case that Jimmy Garoppolo is the most healthy quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers? Could they possibly turn around and say to Jimmy G, hold the phone? We want you to stay here.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Howie Long, former NFL executive Joe Banner, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. Coming up, writer and comedian Sarah Tiana. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show. Yeah, we're on the air here in Los Angeles, California, and we're here on the Roku channel. In our first 2 hours, we chatted with Howie Long, Pro Football Hall of Famer, and Joe Banner, longtime Philadelphia executive who talked about hiring Andy Reid and watched Brett Veach get hired by Andy Reid as an intern at the lowest rung of the totem pole and or the ladder. And then talked about Howie Roseman, how he first came on his radar screen. That story is amazing. If you missed it, we re-air right here on the Roku channel, channel 210. There's also portions of the show that will be on our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. There's the Rich Eisen Show collection video on demand service. There's our podcast. You can listen to us every day, all 3 hours, whenever you want, thanks to the Cumulus Podcast Network. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Very rarely will Chris Brockman get up in hour number two to hour number three break to check on the guest in the green room, but this time that guest is the mother of your child. So
make sure everything's smooth.
How is Sarah Tiana doing back
there?
Good.
Looks great. Ready to go.
Okay. Excellent. I'm sure she'll have an interesting opinion on Tom Brady. Do I take Sideline Mike's call now, or do I wait to take it with Sarah?
Great question.
Because
she
there's
was,
two Atlanta people
at that game,
28-3
in Houston.
Okay,
so
should we wait? Should they commiserate together?
Yeah, maybe they can.
All right, Sideline Mike, just hang on another 20 minutes. We'll hook you up with a fellow Atlanta Falcon person wearing the emotional scars.
That game was great.
That was game. That game was crazy.
That game was crazy.
Oh, I just remember that 28-3 game.
Crazy.
The Twitter universe was like, why isn't Jimmy G coming in? Brady's career is over with the Patriots, and his entire career is over. He is washed. We're watching the greatest ever be washed.
Yep.
And it was like, move on to Cincinnati from one half to the next.
Yeah.
I remember that. I was sitting there with Marshall Faulk, too, and he's just like looking at me with each interception like, what is happening here? Like, is this really happening?
Pick six to start the third quarter.
Oh, yeah. Is this really happening?
Crazy.
Oh, gosh. All right. So, sorry to say, Joe Banner, he's like, I'm feeling good today. I'm actually feeling good. You know, whatever health issues he has, my blood pressure's up just by mentioning Tom Brady's name. And he said that he left a hole in his heart, his life, his resume. You know how many holes Tom Brady's a professional hole leaver. Jets, Bills, Dolphins, Falcons,
Eagles, Panthers.
I mean, yeah.
Not the Giants.
Well, the Eagles, you know, the Eagles, they beat him after they lost to him. Okay? I mean, they beat him.
Yeah.
They filled the hole. Eli's the professional, you know, hole avoider. Right?
Eli.
And the question is Tom Brady, did he leave holes in other people's quarterback situations? And the answer to that is yes. Enough that I have created a top five list, actually.
Here we go.
A top five list. Top five quarterback situations most affected by Tom Brady's retirement. I need the NFL Films music. Thank you, Mike. And here we go. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We'll take your calls. Number five on this list, you know, I got to be honest with you, it was tough to fill out all five, but I'll still put them on this list because this was a spot where it was like, you never know if Tom wanted to continue to play football or circumstances in his life allowed him to continue to play football. That wanting to be, as he mentioned years ago, to be on the East Coast close to his kids. I mean, Tennessee is ish. Like, it's close enough. You know?
Eastern time zone.
Ish. No, Central as well. There's little parts of it, isn't it? Well, anyway, Titans, you're sitting there thinking maybe Brady shows up. Vrabel calls him up for old time's sake. Remember Vrabel? Maybe Vrabel called him up FaceTimed him at a Syracuse basketball game back in this first.
I do remember that.
And he's sitting there with Edelman.
Yep.
Brady and Edelman. And some people saw Vrabel on the FaceTime. And if that was the case in 2020, maybe it would be in 2023. Right?
Maybe.
Just throwing it out there. Maybe, just maybe, that plan just went up in smoke. Poof. So, back to the Tannehill drawing board, or Malik Willis, if he can get coached up fast enough for year two, or whatever else they're going to do. Number four on the list, I'm putting the Miami Dolphins here. Ooh. Now, you could be sitting here saying, Rich, wait a minute. Ian Rappaport, you just hung up from him. He reports that Tua's cleared concussion protocol, and he's expected to be 100% for next year. Fine, which is terrific news. Terrific news. What if he has another concussion? And so I'll say this, now knowing that Brady's retired and it's for good, and I feel it's for good. Do the Dolphins have the greatest emergency quarterback living in their town, taking videos at their dunes and by Oceanside ever? Like, hey, Tom, it's week 10. All we just need 10 good weeks out of you. Is it possible? Can we figure out whatever your personal situation is?
Yeah, so you're saying go to Tua, something, God forbid, something happens.
He's their plan. He's their guy.
But I'm saying, what if he gets hurt?
Right. And what if he's in a situation where he's definitely can't return
no
for the
Skylar
year?
No Skylar Thompson.
Right.
No Teddy Two Gloves.
We're not going there.
We're calling Tom.
Every.
Oh, baby.
Excuse me. Every Hall of Fame quarterback has a story of after they retired, somebody calling him up saying, are you sure? Every one of them.
Usually they're in their late 30s.
Didn't Aikman tell you he got a call in the booth from Andy Reid one year?
Right. Yeah.
Didn't he tell us that story?
Yeah, someone broke a leg.
After he retired, he got a call from Andy Reid saying, are you sure? Like, every Hall of Fame quarterback has an are you sure phone call lobbed into him at some point.
But they're not 46 when they get the call.
But they're also not Tom Brady at 46. And they're also not, you know, you don't have to dial one in an area code down there for him. He's there. You can just, again, maybe he's taking videos looking at the oceans, sitting in the dunes. Just go there with your metal detector. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just looking. I lost my watch here. Oh, Tom!
Hey!
Cocoon part three.
I'm just throwing that out there. Number three is not a team. It's Derek Carr's situation. Derek Carr's situation. That, to me, because I thought he would have to wait for Brady to make his move to find out where he might want to go. That everyone would be like, we're interested in you, but hold on a second. Let's see what Tom does first. And I think Derek Carr's situation, now that Tom has declared now, certainly when other teams have to make a move to try and acquire him right after the Super Bowl, like that window has to be done contractually. I don't want to get too deep in the weeds or the dune here, but I think this affects Derek Carr's situation positively. It's one large piece, moving part, variable removed from the equation when Derek Carr is looking for a new spot. And number two on this list is the San Francisco 49ers. I thought for sure. Yesterday we were talking about it. Jim, we were talking about it. That
it made too much
perfect
sense.
Perfect sense. A perfect fit if Brady didn't have any other concerns about being at home and or he didn't want to play football anymore. I think San Francisco now could just focus right on the ankle of Trey Lance. And do you think he got a call from everyone in the organization, Trey Lance, today? Just want to make sure you're good. You're good. You're fine. Because you're
the guy.
You hey, are you. The guy. How you doing? You good?
How you doing?
Yeah. What do you need? You need anything? You need ice? A pillow to a little rest? I know you're probably past the rest ice compression elevation portion of your rehab.
Rice. Good job.
What
do
you got? You need any rice? What do you want? Jerry? We'll send Jerry over. Jerry will bring
and
it.
That giant chain.
That's the rice. How you doing, Trey? Number one on the list. It's an obvious one. It's Tampa Bay. They got to go. Is it Kyle Trask time? Or I'll tell you what, 1 and 3 may be mixed together. Derek Carr? What about Derek Carr?
I was thinking D.C. for San Francisco.
Or here. Tampa needs a quarterback, folks. It is official. Unless it's Kyle Trask's time. But I bet you he has gotten... Didn't Rick Stroud tell us he's gotten, like, zero snaps? Like, almost full Blutarski of snaps? With the ones?
Why not Blaine Gabbert?
Could be. I don't know.
I don't know.
But that's going to be the focus. Who does Tampa have at quarterback? Because this is... They knew this day would come when they put their franchise in the hands of a 42-year-old at the time, entering age 43, and they knew it. It would come. They got 3 years out of him, and they have one in the case. You know? And so that is... the clock has finally struck midnight on that, and the carriage is back into a pumpkin, and which one of these quarterbacks that's a free agent or drafted, or maybe it's Trask, can turn him into a carriage again. That's my top five list of quarterbacks.
All right, we'll get one.
All right, I'll give you one more. It's an old veteran.
Oh, come on.
An old veteran that you're not thinking about. Well, we're all thinking about because he's everywhere. He's on TV everywhere.
Why are we doing this?
No, I'll tell you why we're doing this. Because everybody's talking about this vet. All right? And his brain's on a different level than most?
No, it is, TJ.
Okay. Excuse me. I don't know what you're thinking about. It's Aaron Rodgers' situation.
Oh, man.
It's his situation that's affected. It's Aaron Rodgers.
We almost got cut.
Okay.
No, I was ready for stupid Einstein.
No, can I talk this one out?
Sorry.
Because, again, in the same way that Carr, I said, would have to kind of wait to see where chess pieces fell, where pieces fell before he made his move. I don't think Rodgers is really terribly affected by Tom's. I can't really connect these dots yet. I'm just saying it's possible that it is. Or also, heart of hearts, like he'll never admit it, but heart of hearts, do you think he wants to be in the same Hall of Fame class as Tom Brady?
Nope.
No.
Not one bit.
I don't know. J.J. Watt is. I think J.J. has no problem with that.
By the way, J.J. Watt and Tom Brady together?
That's going to happen.
That is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. That's going to happen. But do you think Rodgers wants in on that, or he wants his own day? I'd want my own day, by the way. I'm not saying I'm a... So,
it's like, remember last year when we're like, oh, poor Big Ben has to share it with Tom
anymore.
Brady.
It'll not be anymore. Big Ben and Gronk now.
Yeah.
And so I think Rodgers... Heart of hearts back is maybe I play one more year.
Nailed it.
So I don't know what you thought I was going to do right there. So,
you know, I mean, I just expected some dumb Einstein bit.
You think we need one more?
Oh.
All right, we'll get one more.
By popular demand.
No.
In all seriousness, no. But there's so many of these situations that, you know, again, normally if Brady was playing, this guy would... We've all thought could come out of retirement and play with him again. So now that Brady's unretired, the last quarterback situation affected by Tom Brady's retirement is that Cicely Strong is officially Julian Edelman's last quarterback. So, you know.
Yeah, brilliant!
I agree. It is brilliant.
Brilliant!
Cicely Strong is officially Julian Edelman's last quarterback.
Kaput!
You wanted it.
I did not.
Absolutely. This bit is awesome, and I am not giving it up. I am going to drum it further into the ground until it meets the red-hot magma core of this planet.
Brilliant!
Thank you. I think it is. By the way, it's true. If Brady's gone, the last quarterback pitching to Julian Edelman, or even tossing him a football, is in fact Cicely Strong. Tell me I'm wrong.
Unless
what?
Remember when Phil Simms retired? He had LT come out and he threw one more pass him.
Oh.
Brady signs a 1 day with the Pats, goes to New England, one more time.
Well, sort of like how.
Or Gronk.
Right? Marino threw it one last time to.
Clayton, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At his Hall of Fame.
Saying, never know.
Okay, but for the moment.
Stupid.
It is not stupid. I think we heard the drop. What it really is, it is in fact
brilliant.
I agree.
So what's up? Is that it?
It is final. Yeah, let's take a break.
Thank God.
Well, not the bit, just the segment. Wow. Come on now. Sarah Tiana is coming out here. She has a new stand-up special to talk about and a perfect guest to talk about the other side of watching Tom Brady. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Anyway.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by like Sarah Tiana has. Funny clip from your new comedy stand-up special, 44, available on Monday, February 6th, where you made fun of your child, which is great. Where is Cage right now, Chris? Sarah, where is he right now?
Great question.
Okay, great.
He's not with you?
Uh-oh.
No, I thought you took
great.
Him.
This
yeah.
is great.
No, he
parents
goes
of the year, everybody.
Yeah, no, he goes to daycare because okay, I can't great. Watch him and Netflix. Like I have to choose. So I chose daycare.
Smart choice.
Yeah.
Smart choice to yeah. stream your child.
Yeah, but now like, you know, like I normally walk him there because like a half a mile from our house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I take him in the stroller. But when I'm coming home, mm-hmm. I'm pushing an empty stroller. And you will never feel more insane than when you are pushing an empty stroller. People think like you lost your baby, it fell out, or you just want a baby really bad,
yes, right.
and you're practicing.
Yes.
It's like they can't just like assume that maybe you dropped him off.
It's so funny. So what do you say to somebody who asks where what happened?
Well, this lady the other day said, "Are you missing something?" And I said, "I don't miss him at all, ma'am." And I just kept walking.
It's so funny because obviously you know Susie, and so Susie would always take Hudson, our dearly departed dog, mm-hmm. who was a dog who would go to the therapy dog.
Mm-hmm.
He was a trained therapy dog. She would take him to children's hospitals. So then she would then utilize the ability to bring Hudson anywhere to restaurants.
Yes.
And then so the waitress or waiter would come up and say, you know, is that dog service trained? Like what like. And we'd say yes. And so who is he training right now? And then I would always say to Susie, the answer should be to the waiter or waitress, like training me. And then just stare at the hole straight through them. Like I'm having a problem right now. Do you? And just like put it right on them, you know?
Yeah.
That would have been great.
That's always good.
You know, it's always what I'm
training
always
like, me.
Training me. Staring straight at a hole straight through. What's 44 in reference to?
So 44 is my age, and it's also the number of my favorite baseball player, Hank Aaron.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. And Hank passed away last year, so it was just like kind of like fitting, like, you know, just felt.
44.
Mm-hmm.
It works that way.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I know Adele like names her albums like numbers of her age, and so I was like, maybe I'll do that. But then I thought, well, I can't sing. I don't have any other talent.
Does that make Brockman Rich Paul in this equation? I'm trying to figure out right there.
If Brockman could ever get me floor seats to the Lakers, I would maybe stay with him forever. Like right now we're...
Oh, it's up in the air.
It's up in the air.
I don't know how long our contract... We haven't renewed our contract.
Not an Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, people always ask me why we're not married, and I always say... well, I always say because he's a Patriots fan, and you can't get a ring from me too. And then, but honestly, the answer is because he's never asked. That's really,
ladies and gentlemen,
that's the answer.
Start your engines.
Never even hinted. Like maybe we should have some paperwork involved. Like no, that would require him to make a plan for something, and that's not.
Jeez, I'm loving this,
man.
How you doing over there?
Great. This is what I expected. I've heard all of these.
He's
before.
Heard it all before. Yeah.
Is this workshopped material? Is that what you're saying that we're getting?
Well, I mean,
here?
It's definitely like these are answers that I have prepared because it's like the most common question. You know,
like, everyone just assumes that we're married anyway.
Yes. In fact, when I do talk about my boyfriend, people think that I've gotten a divorce.
And referring to
a new boyfriend as opposed to like Chris.
Dansby Swanson? Who's that?
In my dreams. In my dreams.
Sarah Tiana here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right. So we figured a great time for you to be here today with the retirement of Tom Brady.
Yes.
As in the same way that he has provided Chris unlimited joy, opposite for you.
Opposite for me. I mean, obviously, I recognize how wonderful of a player he was and how great he is for football.
Right.
Wasn't great for my fandom in football, having to play against him. And then when I finally thought he was retiring, then he came out of retirement and moved into my division.
That's true.
So that is like, like a real, but right. I mean, I don't blame the Super Bowl loss on him. I blame it on Kyle Shanahan and not running the clock. We gave Tom Brady every possible opportunity to win that game, and he did what he's supposed to do and what someone of Tom Brady's caliber would do given the endless opportunities we continue to give him.
You were there that day, correct?
Yes, I was there.
You're in the stands.
It was quite the quite the bipolar experience, I guess you could say.
Well,
very
I mean,
excited.
I remember we were just discussing it earlier. You were out there in the green back there in the green room, and I just was looking down at the Twitterverse, which, as you know, is the knee-jerk reaction site of all time.
Yeah.
And it was the end of Brady's career, like that he couldn't come back from this. Didn't matter how many he had, he couldn't come back from this. And then, of course, he came back from it within the actual day and construct of the day. Did you at one point truly let yourself go? I would have let myself go and thought like this was actually happening at 28.
What, that he was going to come back?
No, that you were going to win it. That this was, I would have let myself go.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty celebratory and intoxicated, and Chris was texting me congratulations.
I'm
you know, like,
for that
where were you? You were at home for
I was
that
home.
One?
I had come home because we were in Houston that week.
Yeah, for the show.
And Sarah was there working
On Garbage Time.
On Katie Nolan's old show. And then we had come home, and so I came home and on Sunday morning while she stayed and went to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Were you the one who came up with the idea for me to chug a 40 on her show?
Oh, yes.
That was
well, you run the 40.
I know that. Did you know that? That's
I vaguely
I appeared on I appeared on that program in Houston. I was there. I went to the set, and I remember folks at NFL Network were like, why are you going on FS1? Like, what are you doing? And I just, because I went on, she invited me, I went on, And I showed up on the set, and she goes, well, you run the 40. How fast can you chug a 40? And she handed me an actual 40-ounce beer in a paper bag and asked me to chug it on the spot. Mm. And she kind of thought I wouldn't do it. I did.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm... You know, I took like three sips. This is terrible.
It was a... That, awful. Yeah.
It was
yeah. No,
even,
I don't... That wasn't my idea.
It wasn't even called. No,
it was probably Rachel Bonetta's idea. She was on that show,
was she
too.
On that
yeah,
too?
She was on that show.
Oh.
That's where she started.
I'll have to blame her when I
yes,
see her,
blame her
in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
No kidding. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that was back
it was
in the
me
day.
And Katie and Greg Jennings that whole week. It was a really fun week.
That's right.
Until Sunday night. Actually, when we lost the coin toss... I went to the bathroom and cried because I knew it was over. Our defense had been on the field for far too long.
Right.
And I came back and we were sitting under Robert Kraft and the game was over by that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back to my seat and I started to go back to my seat and the usher would not let me back. Mm-hmm. This lady was like, ma'am, you can't sit there. And I was like, what? Like, yes, I can't. Like, it doesn't matter anyway. The game's over. And she's like, no, you cannot sit there. I'm like, it's my seat. She's like, where's your ticket? I'm like, who cares? And she's like, you need to calm down. It's just a game. And I thought, oh, did you just call the Super Bowl a game? And I was like, I said to her, I was like, I know you live in Houston and this is never going to happen to you.
Oh.
But this is the worst day of my life. I did say that. And then my friend Bennett Weber came over because he had gotten me the tickets. He's the head writer for NFL Honors. They had given us those tickets.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we were, And then he just kind of like, oh, nope. Here's her ticket. I have it. She's fine. And he calmed down the whole situation and then escorted me out.
So you were a plus one for somebody working for the Shield drunkenly berating
yes.
an usher.
Yes.
That's what was happening.
Yes.
Got it.
I think I've only written on NFL honors one other time since then.
Well, I mean, I've once upon a time had a plus one at a Super Bowl as well.
Who embarrassed you?
Thankfully, he was not drunk or berating anybody,
yeah.
but he did wear a Red Sox hat to Commissioner Roger Goodell's suite.
I don't know why that's a big deal for
cause
you.
Because it is outrageous. It
why?
Is.
But I wear the hat all the time. What do you mean it doesn't? Why doesn't it matter?
Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't.
That's so insane.
You can't. excuse me. You cannot go into the suite of a professional sports commissioner wearing another sports hat.
That is ludicrous.
Excuse me.
What
it is not
about?
Ludicrous. You cannot. Mike, you have a microphone. I can't believe I got to tell my audio executive to turn his microphone on.
I'm with him.
Jay-Z wears a Yankees cap everywhere.
Yeah, you can he's Jay-Z.
Yeah, exactly.
Your boy.
That's true.
He's Jay-Z.
He can wear whatever he wants.
That's
he can
Mike.
Wear whatever he wants. He can wear whatever he wants.
You cannot
why?
Go.
Where's that written?
Excuse
TJ,
me.
TJ, get involved.
If, hold on a minute.
Sarah.
Let's just say this. If you are going to say.
The World Series, I can't wear a Giants hat. If I'm sitting in
Rob Manfred's suite, what are you doing?
But it's the hat you wear all the time.
But it does. But you cannot utilize precedence to the man who runs the sport who doesn't know you from Adam. Oh, but I wear this all the time. Oh, that's okay. Great. I'm so glad that you're taking up one seat that I would give to literally a million other people who I do business with.
I must ask you.
Glad that you're wearing another sports hat to my suite.
Did Roger say something to you about him wearing the Boston hat?
He said something to him about it.
Number one.
Hold on.
Of course
he did. Not the first time I had met Roger.
Exactly.
Number.
Oh, that's right.
Number two.
Roger and me was originally about you.
I'm just saying, we were acquaintances before that. And I was wearing a Patriots shirt.
Yeah, so he was fine.
I was Bostoned out.
He's fine.
He did not have a problem with it.
Also, the NFL is way more popular than MLB, so I feel like he has the upper hand.
Normally, Sarah, one would think that.
Yes.
But years and years and years ago, I'll tell this story. What do I care?
Okay.
I have a long-term contract.
It's your show.
So I attempted to do a show like this one with Westwood One Radio.
Okay.
Way before I got a chance to do it.
Ooh.
Way before. Like in the first couple of contracts of my time with NFL Network. And I met with the late legend Norm Pattis of Westwood One Radio in his office to talk about doing a daily sports show. All sports talk show. Within the first few years of me leaving SportsCenter. So people wouldn't be telling me to, you know, what do you know about any sport other than football? And I was told... by Steve Bornstein, the head of NFL Network.
Doing the voice.
Buddy boy, it ain't happening. I'm like, what do you mean it's not happening? It's just not. You're out of your mind. I mean, you're the head of NFL Network. You're the voice of sport, the NFL. Like, you're not going to talk about basketball. Like, what are you? You're going to go on and talk about game three of the Pacers versus the Raptors? Like, what are you doing? Like, this is what he was saying to me. And I'm like, well, why not? Like, I can talk about it. He told me that the general sense that he has gotten since being around the NFL as an executive at ESPN, whatever, there are no other sports in the minds of the NFL brass. Period. End of story. And I think their actions back that up.
Oh, that's true.
So would he have even known that that was a Red Sox hat if there's no other sports?
Of course he knows that. No. To be acknowledged on par with the NFL or anything like that publicly in a situation... That's it. He knows that's a Red Sox hat. I mean, but he's.
Right.
I'm sure Roger's been to baseball games over and over again. But in his own house? You need to put your feet up in his house like that?
He invited me.
He didn't invite you.
You got to expect weird things.
He didn't invite you. I invited you.
He was happy to see me.
Yeah.
I made that suite a better place.
Chris, we got to get you a Rob Lowe NFL hat.
That's it. Yes. Got to get the. By the way, I saw that David Carr tweeted that out. Did you see that?
No.
Because Derek tweeted out, I'm going to the Pro Bowl.
I know.
And as you know, he doesn't have a team right now.
And he's going back to Vegas.
So David said, I'll wear this hat. And he put the shot of Rob Lowe and the NFL hat on his head.
That's very funny. That's
fantastic.
Funny.
New stand-up special, 44, with Sarah Tiana. You shot this at the Comedy Store, huh?
Yes.
When would you first perform at the Comedy Store?
I mean, I started the Comedy Store probably in 2003 or 4.
Jeez. Oof.
I didn't become a paid regular until 2009.
So what, you just did open mics and things like that? I showed up at 1 in the morning and whatever?
I ran my own shows off, like, not there, but... And then I started helping running shows there in the belly room. There's 3 different rooms of the Comedy Store. The original room is in the front. The main room is in the back. The belly room is upstairs. It used to be one entire giant place called Ciro's back in the 70s when the LA 60s and 70s when the LA Mafia ran it. Was
right.
Sinatra and Dean Martin. But when Mitzi, you know, created it, she's, you know, put the original room, and then the main room, which seats 500, is in the back.
Uh-huh.
And so mine is the first shot, special in the main room that they've shot there.
How cool is that?
Yeah, that was produced by the Comedy Store itself.
Well, congratulations.
So. Thank you.
On that. So who was around the Comedy Store when you first got in there?
Oh, like, my gosh.
Who was there?
I mean, well, Sebastian and I... Sebastian had been there a few years before me, but we had, at the time, were working together at
Maniscalco,
the Four Seasons.
You're referring to.
Yes.
Right.
At the Four Seasons.
Was he still a waiter at the Four Seasons? Then?
Yeah. So I was at the pool. He was at the bar downstairs.
Damn.
Yeah. And then I would see him in the dining room all the time, and he would be coming back and forth, you know. So he was pretty big then. I mean, like, doing well then.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, Joe Rogan was there at the time.
Pre-Aaron Rodgers days.
Oh, yes.
Okay, right.
Pre-Joe Rogan. This is just like right after Fear Factor, Joe
Got
Rogan.
It.
So,
right.
And nobody came to the Comedy Store. Like, if there were 60 people in the main room, we'd be like, oh, my God.
Really?
You know, now 10,000 people a weekend come through that. It's the busiest club in the country. Like, apart from even, like, rock clubs and... You know, concert halls. It's the busiest club.
All right. I hope I'm not putting you on the spot by asking, but is Tom Brady going to have his roast now that he's retired?
I saw Jeff Ross's Instagram, like on his Instagram, say, let's roast, you know.
Because last year there was one.
Yes.
And then he came back and said, let's do it another time.
Yes. So, I mean, I don't see why he would now that, you know, everything's done. I mean, I just wonder if, like, you know, his personal life is now a factor in that. I mean, I saw that Giselle wrote on his Instagram, like,
right.
Congrats on your new chapter, which is like, I guess it's final.
Well, I mean, but still, I mean, having somebody roast him on his, you know, marriage status might be, what shall we say, is a touchy subject. But because roasts, as we know, go everywhere.
Yes.
But I hope that, you know, a year, well, this summer, and everyone understands that there's certain boundaries or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I think
it.
So.
I think
you know,
we can get it done.
We've had a lot of professional athletes come through the roast throughout history of the roast,
yes.
And they're always really fun to make fun of. So,
right. Which is your favorite?
Peyton was my favorite. I mean, I wrote his stuff.
You wrote for him?
Yeah, stuff? I produced his stuff for when he did the Rob Lowe roast.
Okay. Which one's your favorite line? Can you repeat it?
I mean, my favorite joke that he did was the one I wrote about, I'm not the only athlete in the building just this year. Ann Coulter won the Kentucky Derby.
And he said that?
Yes, he did. Uh-huh.
Damn. Okay. Yeah. And is it true you wrote the Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie line for Bruce Willis?
Yes. Like when I pitched that in the room, most of the time, everybody writes jokes into a bank.
Yes.
And then you kind of get assigned people. And I had to fight to get jokes about football for Peyton. Like, people were like, no, they don't care about that he played football. I'm like, that's
what?
All they care about. Yeah, okay. He doesn't just do insurance commercials. I had to fight for that. But I was assigned to Peyton because I was the only writer in the room that knew anything about football and the only woman on the staff.
Right.
So that was, So I got that. But so we ride into a bank and then you normally take jokes from the bank and create a script for someone, and then you work back and forth. Well, with Bruce Willis, we all created his final thing together as a room.
Uh-huh.
And we were everyone was pitching ideas for the last thing for him to say, which is usually just kind of like a wind up. And I pitched it, and then everybody in the room was like, oh yeah, that's perfect. And then that's how, it was not there was no argument in the room. Oh, that's not true. It is a crit. No argument. Bruce likes it. He says it.
He liked it.
Loves it. He thought it was hilarious. Everything. He offered me a ride on the motorcycle from Pulp Fiction.
Are you serious? Yes. Oh, Zed's chopper?
Yes.
What happened?
Because he drove in on it.
Yes.
And for rehearsal, he's he's a very charming man. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm the only woman around. So the odds were good in my favor that he would talk to me.
The ratio was
in my favor.
Yes.
And I told him the odds are good, but the goods are odds. Sorry, sir. And then he pulls up in the motorcycle, but I have my back turned. And he was motioning for me to come on the motorcycle. And I'm just head in the clouds, looking around, probably trying to think of another joke for whoever. And then I missed my chance. He moved on.
But he liked the joke of saying that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Yes, he loved the joke and said it. And we never thought anything of it. We never thought it would turn into anything. And then the very next day.
How wrong you are.
I was very wrong.
I, not even knowing you wrote it for him, saw it. And immediately sent it to you, Jake Tapper, everybody saying, see?
Yeah.
So I have to ask, did he, there's truth in every joke. Mm-hmm. Did he believe it? What do you think?
I don't think he cares.
Come on.
I don't think.
So at the time, you didn't get a sense of I love this. This is great because I believe it is not a Christmas movie.
He didn't expand on it. He never said anything. He was just this is great.
I had to dig deep on this. Yeah,
yeah. I think he has bigger fish to fry.
Yes, no, I know that.
But you had me call into the show and talk about it right after that. Jake Tapper still texts me about it. And he's always Holly, her name is Holly.
I know, yeah.
It's that's his biggest sticking point. But no.
Holly. He leans into the microphone to say that her name is
Christmas
Holly.
Christmas is just a backdrop to raise the stakes.
Yes.
That's the only but it's not a movie about Christmas. It's a movie that takes place at Christmas time.
But he'll also say, isn't there a miracle at the end? There's a miracle.
It's
a Christmas miracle. It's about redemption. Yeah. It's about he has literal stigmata. His feet are bleeding. His hands are bleeding. good Lord.
What more do you need?
Happy Hanukkah, Jake.
Men will convince themselves of anything.
Oh, no. And he'll talk about, and the writer says it's a Christmas movie. All right.
Yes.
I took my shot here.
Great.
One more time with you on this program. Congrats on your stand-up special, Sarah.
Thank you.
Congrats. Everybody check it out on Moment starting February 6th. And then where are you going to next? Where can we promote? What else you got?
Well, we're going to do a pile-on Super Bowl special next week.
So you're going to Arizona?
No, we're just taping it here.
Oh, at the NFL Network.
Yes, we're just taping it at NFL Network. So that'll be on.
Taryn still follows football after what happened this year?
Yes.
Okay.
I know.
I'm glad he hasn't given up.
No, he has not given up. No, he's not giving up. None of us are giving up.
Did he go to Sean McVay's house and hold up like a boombox, like say anything? Did he do the John Cusack to say please stay?
That's a great question.
By the way, not a bad bit. Just giving you ideas. Giving you ideas. Giving you ideas.
Just Rich, you will say anything.
I will.
You are.
I've committed to this Verizon commercial bit to Chris's detriment and mm-hmm. shame. I'm going to keep pounding that.
Yes. I'll also be in a Super Bowl ad, which I recommended you for, but you didn't.
Who'd they go with instead?
I have no idea who.
Which ad is it?
It's for Planters. We are
You're roasting Mr. I saw a little bit of Jeff Ross put on his Instagram.
Yeah, we're roasting Mr. Peanut.
Mr. Peanut.
Fantastic.
I love it.
This is great.
You'll probably just see me laugh in the Super Bowl commercial, but there's an expanded portion that will be online.
Once I see the commercial, will you tell me who got the role that they said no for me for and they passed me over?
Yes.
Will I know this at least?
Yes.
Because now... That's all I'm going to think about now. I can't even think about what we're going to talk about next on this program. I'm white hot with rage deep inside right now.
It was an M&M.
The hell?
A yellow M&M.
I don't know what it was, but all I know is these Planters people are, they don't know what they're doing.
As long as it wasn't Chris Myers.
I'm here. And you're there.
We're not here.
I still don't follow you. You're blocked. Let's take a break. Thanks for coming here, Sarah.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
At Sarah Tiana on Twitter and Instagram. Follow her. Don't go anywhere. We're back to wrap up the show in a moment. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, we're here with Sarah Tiana, still with Chris Brockman. What are you shaking your head over there? Sorry.
We went the other day to this gym.
Which gym? The child gym? The kid gym?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a baby gym.
It's close by.
Okay.
But they had a hoop, so I was just shooting hoops off.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that video. You were like Kramer with all the karate class.
Yeah, pretty much.
Monster.com can help you tackle the job hunt and make your next career move and make it where you score. Like the winner of the big game. You know what I'm talking about? Monster.com knows that scoring your next job is a playoff moment, and to bring your A game, you need Monster.com. If you are looking to change positions and join a new team, Monster can help. Monster.com has millions of job openings and great coaching and career advice for a strong performance when it counts. Plus, when you upload your resume to Monster.com, you can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. When you score the position, Monster.com salary calculator then ensures you're paid for what you're worth. Time to get off the sidelines and go to Monster.com and win the job hunt. Monster.com. Sideline Mike in Atlanta. Okay, brother. What's up?
Hey, man. Let me explain something to y'all.
Yep.
She was correct. This is Kyle Shanahan's fault. And you know what Dan Quinn has in common now, guys? You know what he has in common?
What?
Anybody know? He's been on the sideline to the greatest Super Bowl collapses in the history of this game. He was on the sideline for both of them. Remember Marshawn Lynch?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the DC of that team? Dan Quinn. Okay. You can't get Kyle Shanahan and say, hey, brother, we're up in this game. How about we run the damn ball just one time? How about that? But at the end of the day, I'm good. I'm back-to-back national champion, baby. You know that, don't we?
Look at you.
Don't we know that?
Sarah Tiana and Sideline Mike are both Falcons and Georgia Bulldog fans, so.
Oh, yeah.
I do not. I will tell you this. I don't believe Tom Brady's retired until those retirement papers are filed in the NFL office. And until they get there, I don't believe this Tuck Rule cheating.
Ooh.
Deflate having.
Easy.
You had no business winning this game, boy. See, that's okay.
Sideline, okay. Mike, you just undercut your theory that you're okay because of Georgia Bulldogs' victories back-to-back. But you're clearly not okay. You're clearly not all right.
But no, I left the Falcons emotionally in 1981. But you guys brought him back, and I left Atlanta Hawks.
I love this guy.
February 24th, 1994, when they traded Dominique.
Dominique.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Hey, man. You got me going. You got me going.
Sideline Mike, everybody. Thanks for calling.
Sideline Mike.
He's so entertaining. You should do a show with Sideline Mike.
Oh, I would love to. I'm a huge fan of his.
Yeah.
Best joke about Stetson Bennett, by the way, Sideline Mike, on the internet yesterday about his arrest. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he admitted he had only had two natties, but they were back-to-back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wasn't my joke.
Beer humor.
But very
involving
funny.
Beer humor. Very funny.
Stetson Bennett. Al in Dallas. What's up, Al?
Stetson picked the wrong town to get drunk in, don't you think?
Definitely.
Dallas, of all places, he's going to get no quarter.
Right? Oh, that's right, after TCU.
TCU.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so the first thing I thought was like, geez. So listen, you know, the way Sauer set that up about he never asked, I thought Jesse Palmer was going to pop out somewhere and hand Brockman a rose.
He's still in the
full-blown Bachelor situation going on there.
No, he's left. He left but after a dynamite appearance here on yesterday's program.
Oh, fantastic.
I got to be honest.
Very, very. You got to have him back. He was excellent.
How about that story about him having to tell Coughlin about what the Bachelor was because all his plans about clearing it with the team went out the window when Fossil got fired and Coughlin, he had to redo it again.
Funny.
What a story that was. Oh, my
God. Listen, if you want to make it in the secondary world, you got to become a New York Giant. Look at some Frank Gifford to Pat Summerall to Strahan to Palmer. Oh. I mean, look what they produce.
Justin Tuck that sold us sandwiches for way longer than normal.
And now he's a partner at Goldman Sachs. So don't
be crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Tuck.
You know, listen. I mean, hey, you know, it's and four Super Bowls. How about that?
Thanks for the call, Al. Appreciate it. Always great to have you chime in. You can listen to the NFL and the NFL app on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. If it's the NFL, it's on Westwood One. One last story involving Chris. So yesterday, we're watching Cooper play his basketball game. His school, and he's hoisting up shots. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're calling plays for him. He's hoisting them up, and every single time he misses one, he taps his chest and goes, "My bad." To all of his teammates, my bad.
Wow.
My bad. And we're telling him, like, don't say, don't. I'm like, I even said to him at one point, and there's only 10 other parents in the room and the gym. You could hear me say, I'm like, don't tap your chest, my bad. Just, you know, make the next shot. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And he said to me, I'm shooting too much.
Mm.
And I turned to Susie and I'm like, there's only one man for the job to tell him not to be that way.
Yeah.
You know who they called on the way home? That guy right over there. What'd you tell my son, Chris?
I told him never apologize for shooting. I was like, Cooper, you can never shoot enough. I may have missed my last 10. The next one's going in.
What'd he say?
Who cares? Me shooting is better than any option we have on this team. So I'm going to keep shooting. He was just like, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Susie was like, see, I told you.
That's what I knew. I'm
this check.
Yeah. There's one man for the job. Turn to Susie. I'm like, we got to get him on the phone with Brockman because that's words he's never said. I'm shooting too much.
Yeah, never.
Yeah, never.
Never. In fact, he's like constantly throwing basketballs at Cage. Like they'll like chase each other around
Fantastic.
The house.
Well done.
And Chris
Great
will
show.
Stand across the room and just launch these basketballs across our house. That's, we don't have nice things. And then every time Cage is running, he'll go, missed.
Ladies and gentlemen. Paige Brockman. We're back with more in a minute.